We'll take our next question from Daniel Feuerstein. Daniel, please proceed.
Hi, Pat. Thank you very much for doing this. How happy are you for Brian Gutierrez being over at Monterrey, but at the same time, how not happy are you that he's no longer with the club to try and get ready for this 2024 season?
What was the name? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Who you just left? Vasquez, I meant. I meant Brendan Vasquez. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, we've known about Brandon's, you know, potential transfer for quite some time. So, you know, there was a plan for when he was gone, and we wish him the best. We're happy that you know, he's got a nice pay raise and is in a place that he thinks can further his career. And you know, we've added a nice addition in the free agency market with Corey Baird. I won't call these like-for-like, you know, like-for-like replacement, but Corey's coming in, done a great job, and we're going to continue to look at another option up top to improve our forward depth.
Coach, we're going to take our next question from John Lupo. John, please proceed.
Pat, just bringing in a player of Miles Robinson's caliber to pair with the reigning Defensive Player of the Year, Matt Miazga, in the center of the defense. I'm curious, this team was so good in one-goal games last year, and how have they looked, how has Matt and Miles looked playing together in the preseason? How do you think they've gelled? And just overall, just to have such a strong defensive pairing like that, can you talk about that?
Yeah, we're really pleased with, you know, the addition of Miles, and you know, their relationship on the field, off the field, is continuing to grow. I think you could tell Miles knows how to adapt to a new environment, not only from, you know, his on-field qualities and you know, understanding of the game, but you know, the off-the-field stuff. How do you integrate yourself into a new group and find your voice? And so, you know, I've had a conversation with him already about the importance of, you know, his experience and being a vocal leader. You know, he's been obviously an important part of Atlanta, U.S. men's national team. So, you know, taking his experiences and his qualities to help, you know, use his, you know, use his words on the field. And, you know, he even mentioned he wants to earn that respect from his teammates. But, you know, I mentioned he's already earned it in a short amount of time. So Matt's a very vocal presence. And now, as I think Miles becomes more and more comfortable, we'll have two guys on the back line that can really help, you know, communicate, you know, the positioning of our back line, the guys in front of them, to help us be tough to play against and tough to break down. So that'll continue to grow, but I'm really pleased with how it started.